There are Teslas everywhere in this city. Up until today, I had seen a total of about 5 Teslas in my entire life, and 3 of those 5 were behind glass cases in luxury malls. I've been in Oslo for like a couple of hours, and I've seen like 50 Teslas. There's one right there. They're beautiful, they're sleek, they are efficient, they're fast, and they're $70,000. Here comes another one up the road. Oh yeah. 100% electricity, no gas, and it can go from like 0 to 100 kilometers in like 5 seconds. I have no idea, I'm not a car person, so I don't know if that's right, but. Here in Norway in 2014, Tesla actually broke a record for number of cars sold in a month for a single model. Of any kind of car, not just electric cars. And you look around for a few minutes and you realize it's not just Teslas. There are electric cars everywhere. Like, I see electric cars in the United States, but nothing like this. Oh, there's a Tesla. There's a Tesla. There it goes. Turns out that Oslo is actually the epicenter of electric cars generally. You can tell which cars are electric by their license plate. So this E at the beginning determines if it's electric. In 2016, in the United States, of all the new cars that were purchased, about 1% were electric, more like 0.9%. In Norway, it was 29%. And that trend is only speeding up. In January of this year, the share was like 37% or something of all the cars purchased being electric. Where on earth have I ended up? I've been kind of wandering around, and I feel like I'm about to enter a secret cave. The real question is, can I fly my drone over this amazing waterfall? Never flown a drone in Norway before, so we'll see how this goes. percent of Norway's electricity comes from hydropower, which is like dams. So you have really cheap, clean energy that can be used to power these electric cars. The real core explanation here, the reason why there are so many Teslas and so many electric cars on the road, comes down to government policy. The government incentivizes very, very strongly people to buy electric cars. This happens in various forms. You get free parking if you drive an electric car. You get access to the HOV lane, which has way less traffic. You don't have to pay registration fees. You get tax deductions on your income tax. And perhaps the biggest incentive of all is on the business side. Companies like Tesla don't have to pay sales tax for selling here in Norway. And so all of this combined makes it actually way, way cheaper for someone to buy a Tesla here in Norway than to buy one in the United States. Well, it's been fun exploring this random little area. I think the big takeaway from this whole entire journey so far is even thugs cry. So just remember, even thugs cry. All right, this is perhaps my favorite sight so far. There are 2,000 of these charging stations here in Oslo. Excuse me, can I ask you a couple? I'm so curious about
that. Hey, record
it? Of course. Yeah, so it's all free.
It's free?
Yeah, it's free. This is what you get from buying an electric car. You get free charging and you can go in and out of Oslo without paying for the bompenger.
All of these subsidies we're talking about that help fund these electric cars are funded by what's called the Sovereign Wealth Fund. It's this huge fund that Norway has. It's worth almost $1 trillion. The government owns it. It's basically their rainy day fund. And this is what they use to fund the subsidies. The sovereign wealth fund in Norway is comprised almost entirely of oil money, oil and gas money, fossil fuels. Norway is a huge producer of oil and gas, and they sell that to other countries and reap the benefits in terms of revenue and put that into their sovereign wealth fund, which then gets funneled into subsidies for electric cars. So they're not burning the oil here and releasing carbon into the atmosphere, but they're sending it off to go be burned somewhere else. I asked my friend Tor what he thinks about this. Tor, what do you feel about Norway being this green, sustainable society, but really depending at the end of the day on fossil fuels in order to make that happen? Is that a tension within the Norwegian psyche?
So I think the way we resolve it is basically that the world needs oil. It needs, you know, there's a lot of countries that are developing, China, India, that will always need energy. And we would argue that we extract it more greenly than other countries.
Yeah.
We're buying good conscience for sure.
Yeah.
But like, it's better than not doing anything. We're fully aware that this like green shift we're talking about is funded by, you know, oil money. The irony is not lost on us in any way.
So I think Tor is right. I think that the fact that Norway is exporting its carbon footprint to other countries, it doesn't cancel out all of the wonderful progressive green things that they're doing here. This is a story about incentives and green infrastructure in a green society, but it's also a story about how fossil fuels continue to make the world go round.
I am tired and jet lagged, and I haven't slept in like 23 hours, so I'm gonna go to bed now. It was a fun day chasing Teslas. Tomorrow, we go to the North Pole.